Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning my guest is Neil Poland, the president of Mullican Flooring. Neil, how you doing?
Pretty good, Kemp, considering the environment.
Yeah, I know it. It's tough right now. I usually start my interviews with how's business, but I mean, who knows how business is? Tough times right now, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, business is obviously bad. Yeah. The challenge is trying to plan for the unknown of the future. How long will the economy be weak? How much will it negatively impact sales or production? And then how does this event impact our customers, suppliers, employees? And then you start to think about what kind of impact does it potentially have changing the consumer preferences and their process of making a purchase of flooring, you know, how they come to that decision. Mm-hmm. It'll probably all change somewhat.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk about a sample program that you guys are rolling out. But before we get to that, I want to talk a little bit about our April issue and the wood market overall. Mullican, most people know, major player in the wood market, number three in U.S. manufacturing from a market share perspective. The business last year, when you compare 19 to 18, was about a $2.8 billion business. That's down about 13%. But there was only one growth category. We're working on our annual report right now, the May issue, and the only category that grew was resilient LVT, and everything else shrank. Tiles down about 4%. A tough year last year. Matter of fact, if you look at it, was 2016 the last time the wood business was about that level of sales. So 19 was not a great year, was it?
Well, it was a struggle. We hung in there, I think, pretty well. We were not off anywhere near 13%.
Yeah.
You know, I think the biggest impact still on the wood flooring business, larger than the artificial wood visuals, we can talk about that in a moment, but is the high-end housing market, over $750,000 homes, have dropped off considerably. The construction and purchase of those homes has dropped off considerably since 2016. I mean, there's data out there, I haven't seen it recently, but 2018 jumbo mortgages were off like almost 30% compared to 2016, and you know, that's pretty much proof that the upper end is weak. And we get, as an industry, so much flooring in a higher-end home that really moves the meter. And when those homes aren't being built, then it has pretty big impact on the overall market. But, yeah, the artificial wood visuals with mainly LVT, WPC, and SPC has had a significant impact on the wood business. And I think it's hurt the lower end of the market the most, but it, you know, had some impact in general depending upon color, styles, and designs being demanded.
Yeah. Our April issue, which is online right now, digital edition, you can go to Floor Daily and see it. And you're quoted in there talking about the marketplace. One of your quotes is around the RSA and whether or not they realize, you know, when they're trading the consumer down to a faux product, they might be making a little bit more of gross margin from a percentage standpoint, but when it comes to gross margin dollars, if you're selling a $3 product versus a $6 product, you know, the owner of that company is taking a haircut. So people need to realize that you make more money for the store if you're selling hardwood. So that's an issue, right?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, that's having a tremendous impact. I mean, the excitement of LVT and SPC, the looks available in an artificial product have caused a lot of salespeople across the country to downgrade customers without realizing it, that replacing a $6 a foot retail sale at $3 a foot, and even if it's, you know, higher margin, they're still hurting themselves. And I think, you know, most sophisticated retail dealers around the country started realizing that a couple of years ago and have been fighting it. But, you know, it's tough. I mean, you've got a lot of emotion involved with sales at times and excitement, and we need to find a way as an industry to remind people that increase your sales of wood flooring is really good for your overall business model, and that wood, you know, you have to have something to upgrade to. I mean, if LVT is going to continue to take market share, okay, what are going to be your two or three upgrade choices? And, you know, we want wood to be the primary one and to be thought of in every selling process.
Yeah. I mean, I live in a 117-year-old house, and it's wood throughout. And they talk about durability and some of these polymer-based products having great performance, and the floors in this 117-year-old house are fine. They're great looking, so it's a great long-lasting floor. Let's talk about this sample program. I think you've come up with it. It's a really good idea because when people can touch the product, they get a sense of the true value of the product, don't they?
Yes, Ken. It really is important. I mean, going back to the 80s when the wood business was growing, I mean, and it was not so much consumers then but designers that were requiring a piece of wood. And it's just amazing if you get a wood sample in somebody's hands, the actual close rate on it is very, very high. I mean, if someone can touch it, feel it, look at the color, visualize it, it really helps. And given the environment that we're in with the pandemic, we just felt it was very important to try to keep the projects going in business moving along. You know, as an industry, that's our challenge for the next several months. At this point, we've at least had projects that were in the pipeline, and we need to try to keep those projects from drying up as we go through this tough period.
All right, so this is a consumer program. They can go to your website and click on the free sample, fill out a real quick thing, and not only do they get a sample shipped to their house so they don't have to go to the store, it also helps them locate a dealer. So you enter your zip code and it tells you where the dealer is, right?
Yeah, so you know they can reference a dealer in their local market. You know, to get a quote, we're sending the sample directly to them. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that's going to enable them to make the right choice of selecting Mullican over any other flooring. And we're also expanding it, and I've talked about this with you before. You know, we have an SPC product line, Access Core, which has been very successful with our distribution network and has enabled us to keep our space in a lot of retail stores around the country, and we're offering the same program with Access Core. Free sample direct to the consumer, designer, builder, et cetera.
Yeah. All right. Well, I hope this creates a lot of energy and hopefully reverses some of these trends we're looking at as far as lack of growth. Again, been talking to Neil Poland, the president of Mullican Flooring, and you can listen to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.